On the 30th of August, 2022, 4chan declared themselves at war against the Trevor Project. For those of you who are unaware of the Trevor Project, it's an American non-profit organization focused on the prevention of people within the LGBTQ+ community from taking their own lives. They also do a lot of work on youth mental health and raising awareness for policies that make schools, communities, and online spaces safer and more accepting. From this alone, it's clear to see that the Trevor Project is something that's good, something that should be supported. 4chan, however, disagreed. Their reasoning was simple. They accused the Trevor Project of grooming youths and offering support and charities for something that should be frowned upon rather than endorsed. And so, their objectives were simple. They wanted to waste as much of their resources as possible by demoralizing the therapists and flooding the helpline queue in the hopes that people would actually end up taking their own lives. The thread itself is incredibly disturbing, containing all sorts of homophobic, racist, and sexist remarks. But to them, it's all a game. The OP concludes by saying, "As always, the number one rule is, have fun." But it gets even worse. It's clear that their plan is unfortunately working. Wait times had risen from seconds all the way up to 10 minutes, with the site even having to put up a warning to say their wait times were considerably higher than usual. Go on the chat, phone, or type lines and say you're going to take your own life, or you're being bullied, etc. Other trolls are completely fine and valid. Feel free to post them here. Another thing that's cool is if you say you're going to end it all. Tell the therapists where you're going to go through with it. Make up some crap so they waste more resources on it. It's incredibly sick and twisted how the users in this thread believe flooding a hotline preventing people taking their own lives is the correct thing to do. But the OP wanted to take this further than just blocking the phone lines. He wanted someone to actually end it all. Been waiting like 10 minutes. Wait times are amazing. If this causes a single person to take their own life, I'll be pleased. Total Aryan victory. It's scary to think that we don't really know if this did ever happen. If someone actually did take their own life because of 4chan's decision to raid the Trevor Project. Given that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ+ youths seriously consider going through with it each year in the US, with at least one attempt every 45 seconds, this may have been the case. This, however, would be quite difficult to prove. Nevertheless, it's not only scary how so much damage a single 4chan thread can go to a group of people, but even more concerning is how people like this can not only congregate in such communities like 4chan, but even thrive.